The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. My name is Clive Enova, and along with Linda Reed Enova, I am your host of this podcast. In each episode, we bring you practical tips, expert insights, and inspiring stories from people who have created successful businesses. This episode marks the start of a new series here at the Business Owners Podcast called The Lessons in Business. Over the next few episodes, we are interviewing business owners to share the valuable lessons they've learned while running their business to help you thrive in your own business journey. In this episode, I'm speaking with Jim Wilson, owner of Better Business Lawyers. Welcome, Jim. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hello, everybody. Jim Wilson is my name. I'm owner of Better Business Lawyers on the Gold Coast, Tweed. I am an experienced legal practitioner, and I understand that you'd like to hear some stories about my business journey and also some lessons which I have learned in my time. The stories behind my business journey are that I've always wanted to be a lawyer. Uniquely, I've practiced in industry and held senior leadership positions in corporate commercial positions, whilst all of the time being responsible in whole or in part for legal matters. A number of years ago, I decided that what I would like to do is run my own businesses in law, and I've been doing that for a long time. I've had experience in buying and selling legal practices as well. I enjoy practicing law because the Gold Coast Tweed, being really a part of Southeast Queensland, is a vibrant, dynamic part of the world. I also have clients in Sydney and Brisbane and in other far-flung places, but the majority of my practice is in this exciting area of the Gold Coast Tweed, as I said, in Southeast Queensland. The lessons I have learned during my time, you've got to stay on top of what's happening in the contemporary world. The law is always changing, so I make sure I take advantage of practice development type courses through the law societies and also doing my own research. I've learned also that people and clients require flexibility in how you deliver your service. With an aging population, this is becoming more important, and with difficulties in parking and transport, very important. So I offer a mobile service where I go and visit clients at no extra cost. And I find that clients enjoy this as being giving them ample opportunity to prepare and think, to meet me face to face and build trust. And I find it wonderful because I'm really getting, in a relaxed way, a very full appreciation of the issues or concerns which they have. And of course, other important thing, the lesson I've learned is that you don't make runs in the pavilion in our profession. You have to be out meeting people, doing things in the community, and developing trust and presence amongst your community. And this is not only important for business reasons, but our profession is a services profession. And part of giving a service is giving back to the community. I hope that in due course, I may meet with some of you or your friends. My business works on referrals. No client is too far away, or no matter is too difficult. And I encourage you or your friends or family, if they need to clarify anything, to pick up the phone, get rid of that concern. And I've generally found that within 15 minutes, for which I do not charge, I can more than likely steer them in the right direction or remove some of their tension and concern about the unknown.
There's a great start, Jim. Let's explore that a little bit further, and let's find out what's the most important lesson that you've learned within business, and how did that impact you and your business?
As a business person and as a solicitor, the most important lesson that I have learned in business is that you have to keep educating yourself and stay on top of a dynamic and very changing world, be that in the law or be that in business practices. I've also learned that with the changing demographics of employees and contractors, your leadership skills have to be refined and constantly being challenged to improve yourself so that you stay in touch with the ethos that the modern generation expects.
What is one mistake that you've made in your career on your journey that you would like to share with others so they might avoid making the same error?
The one mistake which I made early on in my career that I would tell others to avoid is to make perfectly sure about the people you're going to be getting engaged with in business or are going to work for. It's equally incumbent upon you as a provider of services or as an employee or in any other capacity to really check out not only the character of the people that you're in business with, but also their modus operandi. There's an old banking saying that if you don't like the person, don't get involved with them on a business basis. So take a deep breath, slow down, do your due diligence, and attractive and all as the opportunity might seem, whether as an investment or as a employee or contractor or investor, don't get involved if it doesn't cut the mustard for you.
Throughout life, Jim, we generally have many mentors, and of course we're shown many lessons by mentors and by others, of course. What's one standout lesson that has been taught to you by a mentor that you would like to share with our listeners so they might benefit?
The lesson which I was taught by a great mentor was that in any form of business, be it a profession or anything of that nature, you must stay on top of all the issues on a day-to-day, if not hour-to-hour basis. And good and all as delegation is, delegation does not mean that you relegate yourself as the delegator, being of no relevance to inquiry and to supervision of how that delegation is working. It's really important that we don't abrogate our responsibilities as delegators and become lazy. We have to stay involved and we have to stay on top of not only what we are doing ourselves and how we interact with clients in the world, but how those to whom we have delegated performing in that regard.
As we become wiser in business, Jim, we tend to be able to teach things to others. What's one lesson that you now teach that you find creates amazing impact?
One lesson that I teach others now is to be disciplined and to be thorough. It's too easy to take the easy way out and not fully understand your client's requirements or the history of the matter and to document it as such and to be less than 110% correct in all of those areas. There are a lot of distractions when you're in the workplace or even socially, and the consequences of not thoroughly understanding and being disciplined in relation to how you conduct yourself as a professional is immensely important to not only your client, your employer, but your own professional standing.
Tremendous advice, Jim. That's got to be the number one, just to be there and get it right. Jim, as we approach the end of our little podcast here, I'd like to thank you for coming on to the Business Owners Podcast. And we've certainly enjoyed hearing the lessons that you now teach and the lessons that you've learned along the way. But let's give that opportunity to our listeners. Where can they find you? How can they connect with you, Jim?
People can connect with me on my mobile, which is 0415 645 121, on my email, jim@bblawyers.biz, and also through my website, which is www.jimwilsonlawyer.com.au. I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn, Jim Wilson BCom LLB on LinkedIn. So I'm available in all of those domains.
Thanks, Jim. And once again, thanks for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in and make sure you join us next time when we'll be back with more tips and stories for business owners just like you.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.